pick a player. You're about to listen to Game Chat on We Got the Geek.
All right, this is Jay Stu here, and for the second time ever on We Got the Geek, we're going to talk video games. We have Devin and Mike sitting here, and Devin recently played the Deadpool games, and so did Mike, actually, I guess.
I let him borrow the game.
I saw the trailer for it, and it looked really, really cool, and I haven't had a chance to play it, so maybe you guys can tell me a little bit about it and what I can look forward to seeing when I finally play it.
Yeah, Deadpool, as we were talking about, he's been in a couple games, actually. His own game, which is most popular, is for the 360. And, yeah, the ending is pretty, really sad, actually. Deadpool ended up dying. He fell in a pit of lava. And, yeah.
Cool. And you get to see guys like Wolverine show up in the game as well?
Yeah. Cable?
Cable.
And you get to see Rogue.
Oh, that's cool. And is it a fun game to play?
Yes, it's basically like Grand Theft Auto controls. One point in the game, your head is twisted and you have reversed controls, which is really funny. Yeah.
How hard is it to play? You beat it in a few days, right?
Yeah, it depends on what stage you're in. And also, it depends on the weapons you upgraded.
Oh, okay. What kind of weapons do you get in the game?
You get the katanas first thing, you get the pistols first thing, and you get the AKs first thing.
Oh, cool.
And then you upgrade the katanas to big hammers.
And how are the graphics on the game?
They're impressive.
Oh, yeah. Would anybody not familiar with Deadpool like this game, do you think?
If they liked GTA 5, yeah, I think they would.
Cool. And you always liked Deadpool anyhow, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Does he talk in the game? Is he funny?
He talks a lot. There's a lot of cursing in it.
Oh, okay.
So he's just, like, swearing the whole time. And it's pretty funny to see him interact with things like eating pizza with his mask on.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a funny character. I like reading about him in the books. How about you, Mike? How easy did you find the game?
I never thought it was easy. Yep. You know what I mean? There are easy games, and then there are easy games. But this one, you had to kind of figure out a few things here and there to get through the levels and figure out how to beat your villain at the end of the board. You know what I mean? Your big boss guy.
Oh, yeah.
But that was fun. I liked cutting people up. That was fun. A lot of blood.
What was your favorite part of the game, Devin?
My favorite part in the game is seeing Rogue make out with Deadpool and then controlling as Rogue, as Deadpool.
Cool. Can you control Wolverine on the game, too?
No.
No, he just shows up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One part in the game when he gets knocked out during the boss battle, you can, like, punch him in the face, like, and then say, "This is for having more comics than me. This is for having your own video games before me. This is because I love you." And it would be, like, something really, really funny.
And, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, if you keep on hitting A, the ending one is just like, "This is for the guys who play this game are idiots." Like, it was really funny.
I definitely want to check that out. Like I said, I was impressed with the trailer for it, and it was really funny to me. You guys played any other superhero games at all, ever?
Actually, I'd like to say this for anyone who makes games that are listening to this. Can we please have some kind of free roam X-Men or Justice League or Avengers game? Please, something. I mean, the one that came out with the Marvel Lego, that's actually a really cool game to play.
Yeah, I love those Lego games. I've been wanting to check that out, and the Batman one that was out, too, recently.
Now, there is DC Universe. I understand that. That's online. But I'm talking full-blown, take GTA, but instead of using that character, throw in Wolverine. You know, throw in Magneto. Throw in, you know, where... If I'm Magneto and I want to steal a car and drive it, I will, and then pick it up and throw it in the lake. Something like that. You know what I mean? And during the game, if I want to switch to, say, Hulk or something, you know, because I just want to break buildings and smash and all that kind of stuff, I want to be able to do that. And if I so want to drive a car and then smash it, I want to be able to do that.
Cool. Devin, do you play the DC Universe Online game?
Yeah, I'm pretty much a pro at it, and I'm like level like 100 right now or something.
Oh, wow.
And also, I would like to say something. If Rareware is watching this or listening to this or whatever, do us a favor. Make Conker's Bad Fur Day 2. I know you tried to do it with Nintendo again, but you got bought out by Microsoft. Do it again. Come on, Rareware.
Yeah. Get to it. What else? Any other games you guys are playing lately?
I've been playing Cameo, Elements of Power. It's actually a decent Rareware game.
Oh, what do you do in that game?
Basically, at the beginning of the game, you lose your elemental warriors, and you have to search for new elemental warriors or the same elemental warriors that's been stolen by the trolls or given down to you for your family that's been kidnapped.
Is that like an RPG? Is that a... No? Or is it like third person from the top view type idea? Kind of like Diablo.
Yeah, it's like a third person top view, like GTA 5 or whatever. But it's actually a free roaming game.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I've just been playing... I went back to Far Cry 3. That game has such an amazing story behind it. The guy that played the villain, that crazy, I'm not really sure what he is. I'm not sure if he was Spanish or Cuban or Colombian, something. I'm very sorry for anyone who listens to this. I don't know the difference between the accents. I'm not that good.
Isn't that
But good? What I'm going to say is that it's got a great story. It's a huge map. There's bases, there's jungle, there's oceans and sharks, and you can glide around, jeep around, ATV around. You know, it's an all around very good game that you can kind of keep playing. You know, it's not a game, you know, you want to trade in because you can just start over and play it in a different way than you have before.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't played many video games lately myself. I played Monopoly on New Year's Eve.
That's pretty fun. Although it does get tedious after a while, does it not?
Yes.
Isn't it faster just to move the guy yourself on the board instead of waiting for it to load and then travel down the board and then load again?
Yeah.
But the animations are cool.
That's cool. Trying to think. Any other video games you guys can recommend at all?
I'd say if you're going to go for anything Marvel right now, I'd go for the Marvel Lego game. Because, again, you can use all the characters, all their powers. You can switch back and forth from them. It's quite fun.
Any games you can recommend, Devin?
There is a couple, actually. There is Marvel vs. Capcom 3, which is really fun. Especially when you unlock Mega Man.
Oh, okay.
Also, there's another game.
Like Mega Man? Mega Man?
Yeah,
like
Mega Man.
From, like, Nintendo Mega Man.
So you're saying Mega Man shows up?
Yes, Mega Man shows up, and you have to beat him up, and you unlock him. Same, you can unlock Mega Man X, and you can unlock his brother.
Oh, okay. And you're saying there's another game you wanted to recommend?
Yes, there is another game I recommend. A lot of you probably play this, but I'm going to just recommend it anyways. It is World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
That's just classic. I mean, that game's so big they made rehab centers for that thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It is crazy.
What do you guys... Okay, I'm going to ask this as a personal question. What's your favorite video game of all time? I'll ask Devin first. Do you have one that you just love playing all the time?
It's Minecraft. for any console, basically. Like PC, Minecraft for the 360, PS3, which I play with my brother. And, yeah, online is fun, too. Especially on the PC.
Cool.
Also, is Luigi's Mansion for the GameCube, which was my first game I ever saw. And I ended up having nightmares, but it was really worth it.
Oh, okay, worth the nightmares. Cool. And do you have a favorite game of all time, Mike?
That's a tough question there, buddy. That is a tough question. I mean, who really has their favorite video game of all
time? I have a favorite video game.
Oh, and the Peanut Gallery just stepped
up. Oh, Sue is here. What's your favorite video game, Sue?
Super Mario 3 for the Super Nintendo.
Classic.
That's, I played that until 4 and 5 in the morning, over and over again. This was back when you couldn't save anything, so you had to leave the system on.
Yep.
And you had 99 men, and you just hoped that you got to the end of the game. And then all the different levels you can find out if you fly over things. That was, like, I think, most classic, best Mario game that I've ever played from the beginning until now. And I've played, like, 9 out of 10 of them, Super Mario 3.
There's also another game I would like to say.
Sure.
Speaking about Mario, I actually don't like him as much. Because my favorite character in the Mario franchise is Luigi.
Yeah, but don't you find, Devin, that the Luigi jumps funny in most of the games and you can't control him as well?
I can control him pretty good. His feet may wobble around when you jump, but he can do a better jump than Mario.
Well, I found with the Super Mario 2, when they had the things that pop the eggs out.
Yeah, but...
And if you used... And Toad, too. Both of them, when you tried to jump, they just didn't have the accuracy that Mario has.
Because that's not the real Super Mario Bros. 2.
Which is that game, then?
It was just made for the American audience with Canadian or whatever. But anyways, the real game it was based off of, the one that we have, is based off of a Japanese game called Toki Toki Panic.
Okay,
and they just slapped Mario's grill on it.
Really?
But the real game is Super Mario Bros. Lost Levels.
Yeah, we have that, too.
Yes, but they just changed the name.
Now, what do you think, Devin, of the... I know you just got the Wii U, and you got a couple of Mario games for that recently. So what do you think of the games compared to the old systems?
I compare usually the Wii with the Wii U, because New Super Mario Bros. Is almost like it, but in HD graphics.
Oh.
Also, there's another game I've been playing a lot recently for the Wii U. And it's a remake
of
The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD.
I played that, you know, many, many nights. However, I found that tedious, especially when you had to go across the ocean and try to find the islands that you were going for and look at the maps. I found it very confusing and boring after a while.
Yeah, but the game, the remake, makes up for that because you get the swift sail when you go bidding.
Now, how does that compare to the Ocarina, considering that's, I know, my favorite game of the Zelda series?
My favorite video game for the Zelda series is one of the oddballs of them all. And a lot of people hate it for its time, but I like it a lot. It's really depressing at times, really fun, challenging for the N64. It's Majora's Mask.
I hated that because I don't like the games where you have a set time to do a million things in it. So if you only have, it's a day-night game, so if you only have until 12 o'clock morning to do all of these things that you have to figure out, it just drove me crazy. I couldn't do it.
It introduced my favorite character ever in the Zelda franchise, and that is Skull Kid with the Majora's Mask. The ending boss battle was so fun. I just couldn't believe it.
Now, with the Majora's Mask, don't you need the expansion pack to be able to play that?
Yeah, you need the expansion pack, but if you have a modern console like the Wii or the Wii U, you can download it right now with Nintendo Club points or buying it with your credit card, which you don't have to get the expansion pack for.
You know, there's an underrated game, and I'm going to go back to the Xbox, and it's called The Justice League. And it had Superman, Martian Man, think, not Wonder Woman, but there was some other lady in there I cannot remember, but it was fun. It was not totally free roam. You had your levels and stuff like that, but, you know, you could use all the characters and their powers, and it was more of a free-based, I guess you'd say, game, which I think is one of my favorites. Not, I can't say the best. I can't, because there's a lot out there that are really, really good games.
Well, tell me.
Okay. I guess that's going to be it for the video game chat today. And
wait.
Oh, Devin has a final thought.
This is for all of you guys. If you want to check out more stuff, check out my YouTube channel, Lego Mario's. Look that up, and you'll check out my homepage, and you'll find a lot of nerdy videos, like an upcoming video like Ninja Gaiden in real life, which is kind of funny, and also upcoming is a friend video, which I have a bunch of my friends there.
Oh, great. Well, we'll have to check that out. And thanks, guys, for being on the video game talk today. And hopefully I will have another video game talk again this year. So thanks, guys. Have a great day.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.